3. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still, quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
God of all comfort. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardship we suffer in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. This is the word of the Lord.
Let me pray before I bring you some reflections on those passages. May the God of comfort and hope bring comfort through the words I share today. Amen. As we gather here today to give thanks and to remember, it is a real privilege to share in this time with you. A time where you are invited to just be, to be present. And I again acknowledge that this day will bring to the surface different memories, thoughts, and emotions for each one of you. Some of you may not yet be able to put these into words. Each and every one of us are at different places in our lives. And I pray today that you take away from here a sense of peace and a knowledge that we are here to walk with you. Praise the God of comfort are the words of the title of this passage. reminding us that God is the God of comfort. The letter Paul is writing to the people in Corinth is from a place of pain and suffering himself, and he is acknowledging their struggles too. They're not empty words coming from one sat in a glass house, looking down upon a group of people, but from one who can truly empathize with their pain. He writes, "The Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles." What thoughts are conjured up in your mind when you think of comfort? Does it hold expectations of a warm and fluffy feeling, a freedom from all our troubles, meaning that our troubles simply go away? For some of you, it may be a person, maybe some words, a hug, or just a smile that has brought you comfort from someone else. And this will look different to each one of you, and that is okay. Paul, in just these 8 verses, uses the word comfort 9 times. He really is trying to get the message home. God of all comfort. Comfort in our troubles. So that we can comfort those in trouble. The comfort we ourselves received. Our comfort abounds through Christ, and so on. The comfort here comes from God, who knows each one of us. He knows our pain and our sufferings, and he knows what we're going through and what we will continue to go through. And we're told in the Bible that God knows each one of us by name. He has not made us all the same. We don't feel the same. We don't behave the same, which I think in itself is a comfort. God knows our inner thoughts and feelings. We don't need to hide, and we don't need to put a brave face on it. And Paul certainly doesn't. God works through so many people because he knows that they are individuals created uniquely, as much as those that they meet are also individuals. Something powerful happens when we share our experiences, and we can feel less alone. We can feel walked with, cared for, and nurtured as we try to make sense of our situations. This is the comfort that Paul is referring to, a walking together. Paul, in his letter, doesn't try to paste over the fact that he also is suffering, and yet he wants to bring these people in Corinth comfort. The word trouble that Paul uses is referring not simply to a difficulty, perhaps where you've put the wrong washing on or the pastry went wrong. He is referring to a hardship that refers to the time where he is really struggling, where the people don't feel that they can go on. So what is the comfort that Paul is talking about? The comfort that we read about in this passage is a knowledge that they, as people, as individuals, are walked with and given the encouragement that they need to keep on walking. It doesn't free people from the difficulties they're facing, but reminds them that they are not alone. His comfort is not a sticky plaster cure or a sympathetic word. Paul doesn't pretend that he can offer them an opportunity to bottle up their problems and put them neatly away and forget about them. He acknowledges that what is happening to them is real and they're not alone. Psalm 23, that was also read to us today, draws us to a sense of peace in the midst of our lives. We're led to quiet waters and invited to lie down in green pastures to be refreshed and given the promise that God is with us and will comfort us. God is with us in the midst of life, in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of remembering and in giving our thanks. We are not alone. In the joy and in the pain, God walks with us. And Paul in the passage speaks of the sufferings of Christ. Jesus knows what it is to suffer loss. He wept for his friend Lazarus. He cried out to his father, and ultimately he suffered death on a cross for us to receive his comfort and salvation. The comfort we receive from God is from a God who has shared our pain, who does know us by name. Paul talks of sharing in the pain and the comfort, and we gather here today to share our comfort with you and each other. Your presence here, even without words, brings comfort to others that they are not here alone, that they have come with others to give thanks and to remember. This reading today is about relationship. God is in relationship with us, and we are in relationship with others. Paul, a very human person, had not always walked with Jesus, but he did come into a relationship with Jesus that we are all invited into. And through this relationship, he shares with others now. He shares in their sufferings and in their joy. Through this hope that is offered, we also can feed on God's love, grace, and truth. And when we think of the quiet waters that we spoke of in Psalm 23, there is a picture of a gentle flow of water. This water had to come from somewhere and go on to somewhere. Perhaps from a swirling, busy river flowing out to a sea, or a gentle trickle flowing into a lake. The grace and love and comfort of God flow down like a river onto us. Whether we feel we're in the midst of a gentle brook where our memories have clarity, or whether we feel we're in the midst of a storm, wherever we are on that river, stream, brook, or sea, it flowed from somewhere initially, and it continues to flow on. It continues to journey on. Paul says we can comfort others through the comfort we are given, and this flows that we receive into us and out, pouring out over others. Comfort begins with God as it bubbles up from the springs and melts from mountaintops, and it flows from the north and the south and the west and the east, through waterfalls, streams, rivers and seas, from other people onto us and from us onto others. So wherever you are today, however you have come today, may you know God's comfort. As we come with the names of those we want to remember and give thanks for, the names you have placed in the plate, may you know that you are walked with and you are loved, and that we here today pray for you. So praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves received from God. Amen.
Our very real comfort comes from God, but there are ways that we can remember and ways we can come close to God too, and in practical ways. And we'll have different ways of doing it, and now's the opportunity for you to do that. It's our time for lighting candles and for remembering with thanks. So if you've written names on the cards and put them in